if you're not officially in the holiday spirit yet, you will be this weekend because they've got the 35th annual Candlelight Walk. It's taking place in Medina this Friday. It goes through Sunday. And here to help us shed some more light on that situation, we've got Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Absolutely. Good afternoon. I'm doing great. As you said, the weather is nice, which is making my job a lot easier right now.
Well, let's hope that it continues that way going into the weekend because you guys have a lot of cool festivities surrounding the Candlelight Walk. Now, this is a three-day event, so let's start with some of the basic details on this weekend's festivities.
Sure. So it's the 35th anniversary. This started out as a one-day celebration of the holiday season to kind of kick off local shopping and the holidays. It's grown into a full-on three-day event where we light the entire district and the trees and the buildings, and the gazebo has a huge, huge Christmas tree in it this year. On Saturday, we have a parade of lights that starts at 5:30. That's about an hour of bands and trucks and fire trucks and floats covered in lights. It's kind of like our own mini Main Street Parade from down in Disney. And then after that, we have a fireworks show about 6:45, and those are launched from behind the courthouse. And then on Sunday, there's a lot of choral concerts, and the churches do a lot. The whole weekend, we have a big holiday market set up on Broadway Street. There's visits with Santa Claus. There's visits with dog clauses. There's house tours. There's something for everybody this weekend.
Multiple lighting ceremonies is what I took out of that also. You guys are lighting up quite a few things along the way, so I think that also gives folks something to see on every day that you guys are holding some sort of celebration, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You guys also have an author fair, which is part of the festivities. What's this all about?
We do. So that's a new thing that the library is hosting. One of the things that we love to do as a nonprofit community development group is partner with other organizations. So the library is hosting an author fair. People can stop in there and meet local authors from 1 to 9, or 1 to 4, I apologize, 1 to 4 on Saturday in the library. Then they can come over to the square and get a good place for the holiday parade of lights and to see Santa Claus arrive and get in the spirit.
In addition to, you guys also have something for those that feel like running in the cool temperatures for the Run Santa Run event. What goes on at Run Santa Run?
Well, this is the second year that we've had a holiday 5K, but the first year that we've partnered with Second Soul. It's a wonderful locally owned company here on the square. So it's Run Santa Run. It's a 5K, 9 o'clock Sunday morning. People are encouraged to be silly and dress up in costume, so I don't honestly know what to expect. I'm kind of anticipating reindeer and elves and snowmen and Santas just running 2.5 miles throughout town.
You said second year they did. Did you get a lot of that last year, people dressed up as their favorite Christmas characters?
We got a few. Last year it was pretty cold. This year the forecast is looking mid-40s, which is just about perfect for us. So I think we'll get a lot more participation this year.
All right.
But it's all about having fun and celebrating the holidays in many ways. Honestly, whoever you worship or don't, whatever you believe or don't, there's some magic in the town around this time of year. People can just come down, walk around, kind of soak up the spirit of the season, and find the meanings of the holiday.
We are joined by Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina. He joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon talking about this weekend's festivities, the 35th annual Candlelight Walk. You guys also have a shuttle service taking folks from different points throughout the weekend. What all is involved with this shuttle service, and how long does it run, and where exactly does it run?
So the big thing about Candlelight Walk is the major events that we have here in Medina on the square are all covered by private donations from local businesses. So the event is free. It's open to the public. There's no admission for that. There's a shuttle bus. We're partnering with a local company called BVIP Limo. They're providing shuttle services. So it starts at Root Candle, which is our main sponsor, and then it stops at a local Victorian mansion that's going to be on tour. And it stops at Miss Molly's Tea Room and Gift Shop. And it stops at our local history museum, and then it stops at a really great little antique store, and then it stops at a gourmet coffee shop. And that's all within about a quarter mile from the square or on the square itself, so people can park out at Root Candle and not have to deal with all the traffic congestion up here in the square, and then just ride that shuttle bus around and get off where they like and get back on and go to the next place.
Seems like that could really come in handy, just in case Mother Nature decides to misbehave this weekend as well. But hopefully she decides to play along and play nice. Well, there are also some shopping incentives as well. I know that a lot of folks will go to this, not only for all the festivities that you've mentioned, but you have a lot of great local businesses that get behind this as well. There are some shopping incentives along the way, it sounds like, as well, aren't there?
A lot of the stores will be having special sales and holiday open houses to kick off the season. In our district, we have about 60 locally owned independent businesses, so they're not franchises, they're not chain stores. They're all small business, mom-and-pop shops that have really great stuff, they have really great prices, and it's the kind of place where you can come down and walk around and see some beautiful window displays and find a gift that you truly won't find anywhere else. We have a lot of handmade items in the stores down here, a lot of repurposed items, and it's just a really fun way to spend a couple hours or honestly spend the entire weekend.
I feel like we've spoken to you about this every year that we've been on the air, and it seems like this is the biggest event that you guys have throughout the course of the calendar year as well. You guys have a lot of cool ones, though. I mean, between the Pizza Fest, the Beer Fest, but this one really kind of seems to get the most amount of traction, doesn't it?
It does. I, you know, the others have pretty specific audiences, but Candlelight Walk, it's meant for everyone, all ages, whomever. It's open to anyone. We really try and bring in people from outside the community to see how special Medina is and how beautiful it is. It's fantastic that kids, families can visit with Santa Claus, again, at no cost. It's all covered by sponsorships. Everyone is welcome down here, and we just encourage people to come down and check out what we have.
And you guys have a lot more going on than just the Candlelight Walk. I mean, you guys have something called Medina Minute Interviews. You also have a campaign going on right now, the I Care for the Square campaign. Most recently, you guys had a fall Halloween flower pot decorating contest. So you guys have been busy. I want to ask you about the I Care for the Square campaign. What all is involved with this?
I Care for the Square it's a fundraising campaign, but it's also a friend-raising campaign. We, as a nonprofit, we operate on a limited budget, and we're always looking for new ways to bring in some revenue to help pay for the things that we want to do on the square or help cover some of the costs and the improvements that we would like to make. So I Care for the Square is kind of like a public appeal where you can donate anywhere from a dollar up to $30 or more, and you get a certain prize or a premium for your donation. So from $1 to $4, you can get a sticker. $5, you can get a button. If you donate $10, you can get a coffee mug. $20, you get a really cool short-sleeve T-shirt. Or $30, you get a long-sleeve T-shirt. And it has this beautiful I Care for the Square logo so people can, you know, wear the shirts or put the stickers on their cars and really let others within the community know that they love the square, they've invested in the square, and they're working with us to keep it such a beautiful, vibrant place.
We were just down there last week, and we can vouch for that. It is definitely a beautiful and vibrant place, even when it was freezing cold last week when we were down there at Castle Noel. Wanted to hit on the Medina Minute interviews also. Wanted to see where that came from and what are some of the things you guys have learned along the way with these Medina Minute interviews.
Medina Minute is a partnership with our local cable company, Armstrong Cable, and it's me sitting down with business owners, residents within the city, and we just talk. And it's really a way to get to know some of the people around the square and around the town. We don't necessarily focus on a person's business. We talk about it a little bit, but it's more about getting to know the person. And it's been fantastic for me. You know, I can't say there's any groundbreaking revelations that have come out of it, but it's pretty cool to learn people's hobbies or what do they do in their downtime. I think sometimes we forget that people working at these stores and that own these stores, they're people too, and they have families and they have dreams and they love to travel and read. So it's more of a way to kind of expose who is Medina. Let's see who is in our town and who's the movers and shakers and learn a little bit about them to, again, make that personal connection between residents and guests and the businesses in the district.
Certainly seems like that's a way of showing more than just the face behind the business, and there are plenty of good ones in Medina, no question about that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a wonderful town. We have great shops, we have really cool business owners, a lot of fun stuff, as you said, that virtually every weekend from the beginning of May through the end of the year, there's something happening on this square bringing people to town, and it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Hopefully you guys get great weather for this weekend's festivities for the Candlelight Walk. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Amen. We hope to see you guys down here.